Around the country, many hospitals are posting huge profits with the soaring cost of medical prices and rising deductibles, as a third of American adults picking up medical debt that can lead to financial hardship for many patients. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors. Paul, thanks for getting up early and joining us to discuss this.
Happy to.
It looks like, some of these hospitals raking in a lot of dough, but a lot of patients walking away with a lot of painful debt.
Yeah, we have 100 million Americans that have medical debt, and about a third of those, it's from hospital bills. And there was an interesting report put out by Kaiser Foundation, and they found that many of these metro areas where operating margins are much higher than the national average for hospitals are also accompanied by high amounts of debt in their population. Dallas, Fort Worth is a good example. 27% of people in Fort Worth have a significant amount of medical debt, 22% in Dallas. And their hospitals, the 5.9% is the average around the country as an operating margin, and in their hospitals it's as high as 12%.
Paul, we've been talking about this for a long time, but it does seem as if it's a problem that just continues to grow, to get bigger. I mean, are prices going up? Did hospitals raise prices during the pandemic?
Well, hospital prices are higher in these markets where they're making, you know, doing better, and their profit margins are much higher. And then we also have the added impact of the way that plans have evolved. Hospitals blame it on insurers, insurers blame it on hospitals, but both play a role. If you look at our health plans today, in the last 12 years, deductibles have grown 87%, and that has pushed a lot of cost to consumers. So most of the people who have medical debt are insured, but they have a large share of costs. So if you go into a hospital today, even if you have insurance, you're likely to leave with debt. Is the unfortunate reality that many face.
And I think for consumers, the most insidious part of that is hospitals are maybe the one service you use where you have no idea what they're charging you until you get out.
That's right. That's right. And we have this transparency rule that kicked in January 1 of last year, and the compliance rate with that by hospitals is really abysmal. If you look at the largest chain in this country of hospitals, they're at 0% compliance as of this moment. And if you take the three largest hospital chains and average their compliance, it's 0.5%. At first, the fine was only $300 a day, so it really was very insignificant. And then they increased that this year to a maximum of $2 million. But when you see the balance sheets for these hospitals that operate in the billions, even $2 million is very insignificant.
Mm-hmm. Paul, I remember when I was covered by my insurance under my husband, you know, I never saw a bill. But like you just previously mentioned, most people, whether you have insurance or not, end up accruing some sort of medical debt. And now that's the case for me and for most people I know. Even if you have insurance, you still can be paying quite a bit of money, right?
Absolutely. Each year, as these new plan designs come out, the trend continues where costs of premium goes up for consumers, but also their share of cost goes up. You can have today as an individual a max out of pocket that's north of $9,000, and it can be a plan that kind of meets all the requirements that were put in by the Affordable Care Act. That's an incredible amount of money for most people.
You know, Paul, we have about 30 seconds left, but I also read in the report that you referenced from Kaiser that the model for these high-profit hospitals is because they charge the max they can for everything, including aspirin.
That's right. That's right. And they treat different payers very differently. They charge, if you show up and you get your coverage from your employer, they're going to bill your health plan incredibly more. The national average is 224% more, according to a recent report by RAND, than what they'll pay, what they will charge a Medicare or Medicaid person for the exact same procedure in the exact same facility. That too is a growing problem.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All righty. And that was Paul Siegert. He's a managing partner with PCS Advisors, a healthcare benefits consulting firm.